Hi, my name is Tal Dushaish, and I show women and couples who are struggling with finding and maintaining true love and with expressing their needs and wants how to be more confident, to communicate well, and to attain the relationship they deserve. In this podcast series, I will be talking about the new way of creating wonderful relationships using models and techniques I learned and developed. But first, let's talk about you. I know what you feel, the disappointments, the dating that starts so well, but then the other guy disappears, leaving you confused and puzzled. Or maybe you are in a relationship and you feel so frustrated when your partner is pulling back and you do not find a way to have his full commitment and attention. And something is wrong with the way you both communicate. So if you find yourself every now and then struggling with those emotions and feelings, you've come to the right place. This podcast is specially for you. So, who am I? Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Tal Dushaish, and I'm a relationship mentor. I came from a background of sociology with MA in specializing in organizational consultant, from group facilitating, and yes, get ready, from theater field, where I have learned a lot about the human behavior. As I said before, I was trained as a relationship mentor, and currently I work with couples and singles to help them transform their lives and bring them to the relationship they deserve. I also teach at several colleges in Toronto, and I have published my book, The 12 Keys to Finding Love in Less Than 300 Dates. This podcast is based on those 12 principles that can bring you clarity, help you with your self-confidence and communication, and finally, help you attract your true love into your life. I dedicated many years of my life to exploring this riddle that is called romantic relationship and dating. Now, when I am married to the love of my life and having a very unique relationship with Joseph, my partner, and a mother of 8-year-old twins, and have mentored and coached singles and couples, I know for sure I can definitely help you with your challenges. Today I would like to talk about the new kind of relationship. You're probably asking yourself what I mean when I say new relationship, right? Well, I look at the statistics and see the tremendous amount of divorce in the Western world. I see many relationships that struggle between the old and the new. What is the old? Well, basically it's anything that doesn't work anymore. It is a relationship that is based on needs. It is a relationship that assumes that men and women have different needs and that they are so different biologically, much more than they actually are. It is a relationship that assumes that each part of the relationship has a role that cannot be changed. Why? Because this is what we were taught. Luckily, we have the feminist revolution. Women have undergone tremendous change. They express their feeling more, they fight for their rights, but what is going on with the men? Men are also experiencing some drama in their lives. They begin to be more involved in the house, taking care of the kids and having more of a family life. However, they're still struggling with the restrictions of society. They're not fully allowed to express any kind of weakness, expose their emotions, especially in front of other men, and still very fragile when it comes to rejections. Many times, we find ourselves fighting in the battle between the sexes, feeling that we are drained or exhausted because of the power struggle between us, our spouses, or potential spouses. The new model of relationship takes a whole different approach to it. The new model of relationship is looking at a relationship as a safe playground. I repeat, a safe playground. It is a safe zone where we can try and fail without losing our dignity and without having the other side holding it against us, where we want with all of our hearts to fulfill each other's dreams and hope, and together to have a mutual as well as an individual vision, goals, and plans. But maybe the most important thing in this approach, we find ourselves in the want zone rather than in the need zone. What does it mean? It means that we do not get into relationship because we are alone, lonely, or because this is the right time to get into a relationship. It is because we really want and have enough courage, belief, and love to share and to receive in our world. We're not looking for the other half because we are complete. In my coaching approach, when I work with couples and singles, I start with them, with looking through new lenses at them, with letting them appreciate what they already have in all the aspects of their life and to attract the things they really want. The journey to yourself is to find yourself falling in love with a person with whom you have most important relationship, with yourself. And that is the first and the most important milestone to your love. So who wants to feel loved? Who wants to feel this powerful relationship? Who wants to find the love of their life? And who wants to take their relationship to the next level? When I was 28, I stood in front of the door of what used to be my apartment, our apartment, with a suitcase by my side, and realized that my life had changed. The guy I thought was the love of my life had stated plainly that he was not going to marry me. I was heartbroken, devastated. I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink, I couldn't even breathe. Now let's talk about the statistics. Like, we're talking about 60% of a reason of separation among young couples is due to what is called fire. Lots of fighting and quarrels. 40% of the reason of separation among older couples is ice growing apart. Lack of communication. And only 20% of breaks up are due to infidelity. We have never fought or had we cheated on each other. And I believe that there was no chill between us. Trust me on that. So why did we break up? Only heaven knows. After a while, I started going back into the dating scene. I was beautiful, I was successful, I was sharp, and armed with all that, I started looking for, or rather hunting, for men. I thought it would be easy to find love. I've always been in relationships from a very young age, so I could not foresee any problem with finding the relationship and that I wanted. And boy, I was wrong. I started dating and dating. And day dissolved into date, the unripe fruits of each relationship dying on the vine just fast enough for the new relationship to replace the old one. I felt stuck in a loop of almost and nearly, of let's just be friends, and I need to evolve as a person before I can commit. And I was wandering the streets, howling with despair, where are all the good guys? Are they all married or spoken for? Are they gay? Are they hiding? Isn't there one guy for me? Just one for me. I mean, guys, am I really asking for so much? My friends try to set me up with quality guys, but who or what's quality? I was looking for qualities that cannot be measured on the first date, nor on the second. I made a list of guys, dated hundreds of them. By the way, way more than 300, but a woman, you shouldn't really say that, should you? And you wouldn't believe the list of characters I've dated. Singles, divorcees, quasi-divorcees. Really, just a few signatures on a document left, but I'm still living with her, divorcees. Husbands who informed me of their marital status only later in the relationship. Celebs, wannabe celebs. Taller guys, shorter guys, one two-dimensional guys, literally and figuratively. Physically flat and emotionally shallow. Fast-pass guys, snail-pass guys. Liars and liars and some more liars. My friends told me that I'm too assertive, sometimes even too aggressive, that I'm not feminine enough, that I should allow myself to be softer, to be queen, to let the guys take care of me. But I realized that I had to take care of myself first. I couldn't believe it. Almost 3 years had gone by at this point, but I understood several things. One, I can't be that there is no, sorry, it can't be that there is no one out there for me. Two, I need to look harder. And three, I need to be more feminine, less aggressive, and so on. So I looked harder, and then I found this guy who worked with my dad, a gorgeous, intelligent, masculine, good-looking man who wooed me, or did I woo him? It turned out that he was a kind of guy who would make you fall in love with him and then become abusive, or no more seeing your friends, no more getting phone calls. He was getting phone calls in the middle of the night from some other girls, ordering for me at a restaurant. But I wanted so much this relationship. Was I this unwilling to compromise, what was wrong with me? So I stayed for a while. But do you know that moment that you feel that all your senses are awakened, like the sudden roar of a lion? Well, it doesn't start like a lion's roar. It's more subtle. It's like a pussycat, like meow. But if you stop what you're doing and listen to it carefully, it grows to be a roar of a lioness, a roar of a real woman. At that moment, I had saved myself from myself. I took the power onto my own hands and realized that I am no longer a single girl waiting for a knight, waiting to be saved. I became a woman, a powerful woman. It occurred to me that one, I deserve to be in a loving, mutual, empowering relationship. Two, I have to love myself first. And three, that I would have to create, along with my partner to be, our own kind of relationship that would be different from what I saw around me and what I am used to having before now. In that moment, I made a covenant with myself. By the way, that's the first chapter of my book, and we're going to talk a lot about it in the next episode. I created a very powerful yet simple contract. I decided that no matter what happens, I am worthy. I will not let anyone diminish me. I set clear boundaries for do's and don'ts, which I described in the first chapter of my book. I've come to realize that while I was willing to give so much in a relationship, I was hardly connected to myself, to my inner child, to my inner maiden, to my inner mother, and to my inner old lady, all of whom had so much wisdom to offer, all alive inside me. I was so focused on finding love that I couldn't see all the red flags around me. That's it. No more, I said to myself. And I believe, that is to say, I know that that moment was a turning point for me. Like people have like to say, the aha moment. I understood that I was looking in the wrong direction, that first I need to send an expedition deep down to explore myself, and only then would I be able to go outside of myself and find my real love. Now, there's a tricky point here. Since I met so many women who were stuck in the inner phase, not ready to go dating, there's a fine line between investing efforts in discovering yourself and loving what you are and getting stuck in this position, not willing to explore what is out there. However, I realized something very important about myself and about the world. It is a world of reflections. What I see outside is usually a reflection of what I see inside, and I'm talking about this also in my book. So, if I want to find love, I had better fall in love with myself first. And if I see behavior which I don't like outside, I better explore why it makes me feel so uncomfortable inside myself. So I started writing a lot and meditating, reflecting on my own thoughts and feelings. I discovered that I was able to ease my mind by doing that, and these are some of the tools you can find in my book. I understood that in my life, more than I wanted a relationship, I wanted other things. And they became my barrier to finding true love. So let's do an exercise together, okay? I want you to think, and I want you to say to yourself, more than I want a relationship, I want, and complete the sentence. What is it? More than I want a loving relationship, I want freedom. I want happiness. I want independence. Each one has his own more thing. And guys, this is our barrier. I was working with a lady, a very nice single lady. And she told me all of these. That more than she wants a relationship, she is afraid she wants to be, to self-grow, to grow herself, and to evolve. So something in the connection in her brain made it clear to her, which was all fully wrong, of course, that being in a relationship prevents you from evolving. So this is the barrier that she needs to disconnect and understand that in a fully relationship, in a romantic relationship that is fulfilling and empowering, what we're doing is allow ourselves to grow. So I found that mine were quite a few. More than I wanted a relationship, I wanted to be wooed. I wanted to be the kind of girl that walks into the room and everybody goes, wow, I must have this girl. But then I realized that I was attracting the wrong kind of guys. I was attracting only the ones who were only interested in the game. And because I was so focused on being stopped and desired, I never even looked at the other who wanted a real relationship. I found out that more than I wanted a relationship, I wanted freedom. Looking around me made me realize that in most of my past relationships and those I saw around me, no one was really free, especially the women. They could not have their own free time to be themselves, to have fun, to sing, to dance, to draw. They were only serving their spouses or their family, and consequently, I was afraid to becoming like that. It took me a while to look at the barrier, understand these barriers, and then to go beyond them. And once I did that, something magical happened. I met the love of my life. Only 2 weeks after I said these things to myself, I started corresponding with a guy who, as I said before, I wasn't in any way appropriating to my criteria. He was recently divorced, an actor, and already started his master's in London, England. But something about him was different. And maybe more important, I was different. I took the time to breathe, to take my own freedom, to wait for him for his first vacation to come back home, and to really see what will evolve, what would happen. And he came. It was a rainy day on December, cold, almost 6 a.m., and I was on my way to pick him up from the airport. I spent the evening before at a dance party with some of my friends, and they all told me that I'm absolutely crazy, that he was the guy and he should come to me, and that I should not pick him up from the airport. But my intuition worked for me. I listened quietly to myself, and then we met. The sun just started rising, and I met him under the rainy clouds. It took us 2 weeks, and then he said he wants me to be the mother of his children. A month and a half later, I had an engagement ring on my finger. A week later, I discovered I was pregnant, and a week later, I discovered it's twins. Crazy, right? We got married in a sea of white parasols and a beautiful sunny day on the beach, and since then, we have been together for more than 8 years. It took me almost 4 years to find the love of my life, and far more than 300 frogs, sorry, dates. But now, I am sure that there is a way to shorten this period of time, to shorten the amount of disappointment and heartaches, and to find a true way that goes right through your heart to finding love of your life and to having the relationship you want. So, if you like this podcast, so make sure you go on and subscribe, and make sure you listen to my next episode, and don't forget to like it and to share it on Facebook. I always tell you, Shaish, have a wonderful day.